I'll just start by asking. Obviously, there was a lot of coordination that went into this event. Pretty much every kind of emergency personnel that could possibly be involved with something like this was here. Can you talk about the effort that went into organizing this, both from your end and also from the kids?
Okay, so luckily I have a great group of kids this year that when we start off with the tasks of everything that need to be done, we just divide and conquer. So the kids call the entities. So we had one student who contacted the fire department, another contacted the sheriff, another contacted Bates Funeral Home. So it just kept going. We had the whole list of everybody that we needed to contact, and they all just divide and conquer. When the possibility of having the helicopter came, we talked to admin first, and admin was like, yes, please do it. It's a great opportunity. And honestly, that was a whole lot of other people doing it. Like, I really didn't do a whole lot. Our safety team for the school district kind of coordinated with the hospital and the sheriff, and just made sure that everything was in ducks in a row as far as that goes. Yeah.
How many times have you coordinated something like this in the past, or was this the first time?
So we've done the car wreck. The car wreck has been a thing at Oskie High School since 1995. This is the first time the helicopter has come. So yeah.
You guys did a great job making it seem as real as possible without obviously making it real, which is good. Can you describe some of the reactions that you saw from some of the kids, both that were participating in it directly and that were just observing? Yeah.
So I think our audience was very much enthralled. I think that they were actively watching and listening and hearing everything that was happening. Obviously, the helicopter coming in this time was something very maybe jaw-dropping. A lot of kids probably haven't seen that. I definitely haven't seen it, so it was new for me, too. Yeah. My own peer helpers, they knew going into this that this was going to be an emotional day. Like, we have Kleenexes around just in case the needs be, and there were definitely tears among the kids. Yeah.
What are some of the lessons that you hope kids are able to take away from this whole experience?
You know, obviously we don't want anyone to drink or drive distracted, but possibly if they see a peer who is in that situation, to be okay to speak up too. You know, hey, let me take the phone for you. I'll text for you while you're driving. You're too impaired. Let's find you a ride. Let's call an Uber. Let's call a taxi or sleep over. Yeah.
Now, let's just wrap up. I want to give you an opportunity to brag about some of these kids because they did a great job putting this whole show out. I don't even want to call it a show, but that's kind of what it was. Can you talk about just the effort and the way that they were able to just get the job done here today?
So I think a lot of it just builds, comes from the relationships that we've built from the beginning of the school year. You know, we really get to know each other and find each other's strengths and weaknesses. And as I mentioned, when we had that task list, the kids chose. I didn't tell anybody to do anything. We kind of volunteered for different things. Everybody had a role. Everybody had a job. And I had that belief in them that they were going to carry through and fulfill their requirements, and we didn't have any issues. Like I said, I don't know if you heard me telling the whole group, but I slept last night, and that doesn't always happen. This group of seniors is a really special group that they've worked together very, very well.
Carrie, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's very nice to meet you. Thank you.